We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Overnight America continues into hour number two. If you ever missed an hour of the show, just go to KMOX.com. The on-demand section has our podcast for Overnight America, or you can just get it on your smartphone. Just look at your podcast app, whatever's on it. Search for Overnight America. You know, they all come with one now, or you can download your favorite, whatever you want. Just listen to us. That's all I ask. All I ask. A few things I didn't get to in the last hour, but with the walkout that happened earlier today, and I do want to get to some clips from President Trump's visit here to St. Louis. Three things, actually. Nickelodeon was one of the networks included. I think it was Viacom stations. They decided to go dark for 17 minutes right at 10 o'clock. So you might have missed it, but I think MTV was included in that. And there's, you know, basically a whole group of television stations or networks, I should say, that are owned by the same company that put up a message on their screen from 10 o'clock to 10:17 that said, in this case, Nickelodeon had in support of kids leading the way today. Nickelodeon will be off the air until 17 minutes past the hour. And they put that up on the screen. And I think MTV did something similar. They might have shown their logo and left it at that. Across the nation at the same time when a lot of students were leaving. Yeah, that's interesting, I guess. I mean, what student is at home to watch that? I mean, if they're in school and they're leaving the march, wouldn't they by necessity not see it unless they're watching Nickelodeon? So I don't understand. You know, it's just them pandering, I guess. NRA, not going away silently. So on Twitter, at 10:31, which would have been roughly, 10 minutes after the kids would have went back into school at that point, they post a picture, and I don't think it's an AR-15. I don't know my guns well enough to depict it, but I mean, it looks like something that would be similar to it with maybe a different type of barrel or something. But again, I'm not an expert when it comes to identifying every type of gun. But they post a picture of it, and it says, "All control my own guns, thank you. Hashtag 2A, hashtag NRA. So they sent out that tweet on Wednesday as students across the country were walking out of class in support of stricter gun control laws. The NRA fighting for the rights of the Second Amendment, I believe, and they're not putting up with it. You know, I think they probably feel similar in the sense that I do, that a lot of these kids are being taken advantage of. And you can't help it. You can't help but say, despite the feelings that they may have, the deceptive feelings they may have, or despite the fact that they don't want to discuss this, and it's not about trying to find the solutions anymore. It's about shifting this into stricter gun control, or better yet, the vision that you see in some of these other countries that just want to take them away altogether. Here's another story out of New Jersey. I'm just going to go through these real quick because I wanted to get to these and move on. I didn't want to spend, I mean, we spent the full first hour on this, but New Jersey school district plans on punishing students who participated in walkout. So the school district reportedly plans on punishing students who participated as part of this nationwide protest. A high school in Sayreville, New Jersey, walked out of class despite warnings from their public school district to say those who participated will be punished. Students of thousands rallied. But that was just one of many. There's a lot of different schools that decided that they would receive suspensions for those who walked out per the policies of their own school. And I think you follow the policies of the school. You could be a parent. You can say, this is great. You may support your kid for doing this. And you may say, this is great. This is wonderful. I'm glad my kid is taking part in these protests. Or you can be on the other side and say, kid, listen, I don't want you doing this. We need to have a real honest discussion about something like this. But just don't do it because all the other kids in school are doing it. We got to actually talk about this now. But the kids and the parents that are supporting this sort of thing, I think you need to be prepared to say, well, if there's a punishment that's associated with it, so be it. I'll still be proud of you, son or daughter or whatever it is. And I don't know. I think some parents are like that. You know, I look at that as when my kid gets old enough, and there's going to be things that I'll be proud of him for standing up for. I'll be proud of him if he stands up for his religious belief when he's told he's not allowed to. I'll be so proud of him. And I'll be looking forward to telling him the same thing that I think a lot of parents are talking to their kids that are walking out right now, which is, I'm going to support you if you do this despite getting punished. But nonetheless, when it comes to my kid, I'm going to sit down and set him straight when it comes to this, when it comes to gun control and how you treat other people. So there's that. And that we have some more sound clips. You can actually go to KMOX.com if you want to see some videos of what happened during the walkout earlier today. Really great coverage of it at KMOX.com. President Trump making a stop here in St. Louis. I really wanted to see if I can, I guess, witness Air Force One flying into St. Louis. I just wanted to see it, see if I can view it. It happened around 2:30 today. President came in. There was a lot of people there to support and cheer him on. There were just a couple of protesters. You can find that story, too, at KMOX.com. Rolling into the Lambert Airport, greeting with business leaders at the Boeing plant. Senate fundraiser afterwards for Attorney General Josh Hawley here as he's announcing a Senate run to be the Republican candidate here. Here's what President Trump said. I grabbed a couple of clips from his speech in Boeing. So let me set the stage. Giant room. They got the F-whatever fighter jet behind him, which is awesome. I mean, I can't think of a better thing to put behind the president than that. I mean, besides the American flag, it was beautiful. They could have had an eagle fly in and it would have been appropriate. And they have a bunch of tables set up almost in an L shape. You have the president sitting down. He has representatives from Boeing. Then there was a bunch of other representatives, some business owners in the area. And then they had people that wanted to tell the president what they were going to do with the money they saved during the tax cuts, because the speech, there's a two parts to this. Part one was Boeing's great. We need to support people that are doing things here in America. That's what we're trying to do. Second part of it was we're going to do a phase two of these tax cuts. I'll let the president set it up here, but he actually had people telling him what they were going to do and thank you for helping us with these tax cuts. How about the first part about buying American?
And I keep telling these countries, no, you have to buy American. I want you to buy American. You know, we help people, we help countries, we give aid to countries. I say, where do you buy your equipment? Oh, we buy from other countries. I said, what about buying from the United States? Well, we haven't been doing that. Now they do it. So we want them to buy, and we also make the best product. We also make the best product.
So he's saying we want them to buy here. We want to make it competitive so the people here in America and the companies here in America have the opportunity to compete with some of these, you know, I think he was trying to talk about the tariffs and maybe some of the positive things that can happen with the tariffs, which, by the way, for as many people that are dogging on these tariffs, number one, we've been taken advantage of by China and all these other countries for a long time. We definitely need to have this conversation. You know who's in favor of these tariffs? You want to want Elon Musk. Elon Musk, the guy that just shot his car up into space, his plans are to go to Mars. He has the SpaceX company, which is going to privatize space travel and try to bring the price of that down. He's got the Tesla automobile, which is in such high demand. You got to put yourself on a waiting list to get one of these bad boys, and it's so hard to find these things. And on top of all of these things, he wants to start a service, like an underground tube service where he can shoot people at the Hyperloop. I mean, it's amazing the things this guy's doing. And he's supporting these tariffs from the president, which, by the way, the president did sign him on as one of his economic advisors. He didn't like the way the president stood on some of these policies, so he said, no, I'm going to stand back. So he's someone that separated himself from the president, and he's still supporting these tariffs. But that was just one part of the president's speech. The other part was phase two of the tax cuts.
But it is wonderful to be back in this great state and to push all of the historic tax cuts. You know, this was about the first place I announced that we were going to be asking for massive tax cuts, and everybody said it'll never happen, hasn't happened since Ronald Reagan to any scale, and didn't even come close since then. And we got it not only passed, but bigger than anything ever passed in the history of our country. And we're now going for a phase two. We're actually going for a phase two, which will help, in addition to the middle class, will help companies, and it's going to be something I think very special. Kevin Brady's working on it with me.
You know, and then he looked around at Boeing and he said, you know, based on these, you know, we're going to make a deal, right? And then later in the speech, he was talking about how training, on-job training, he says, getting training from the companies in the industries they're going to work in is so much more effective than government training. So he said, we need more of that. We need more of Boeing being able to train the next generation of kids that are coming up and want to work in that field, as opposed to the government training them to try to get up to speed. I think that's it was a real positive thing for what the president was saying. I think he gets it. I think he gets it. Government's ineffective. He gets it. All right, there's a story. I think it's out of Idaho, but there's a junior high school teacher accused of doing something that to me is so outrageous. I was shocked to listen to this news report and find out there's teachers defending him in his little science experiment in front of these kids, 7th and 8th graders. All right, we're going to bring that story to you next. I don't know how anyone could defend it, but maybe there's some. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Overnight America and Ryan Recker continues on KMOX.
All right, so this is pretty crazy. When I heard this, I couldn't believe it for myself. But a junior high school teacher is accused of doing something pretty crazy. An event that took place at Preston Junior High in Preston, Idaho. Fox 13 in Salt Lake City was reporting this. Local activists are very upset. I'm even upset. We're talking about 7th and 8th graders. How old are you at 7th and 8th grade? Like, what's the age? Is that 13-ish? 13, 14? Is that 7th and 8th grade? Yeah. 13, 14-year-olds. In this little experiment that this teacher decides to put on in front of them. Take a listen to this.
What I have learned in the last 4 days is disgusting. It's sick. It is sick.
Local animal activist Jill Parrish is the one who filed a police report after hearing about an incident involving Preston Junior High science teacher Robert Crossland.
All right, science teacher. So keep this in mind. This is a science teacher conducting this experiment in front of kids.
A teacher told her that last week after school, Mr. Crossland fed a live puppy who was reportedly sick to one of his reptiles.
Okay. Did you hear what they just said? Junior high school teacher, as part of an experiment or whatever, had this snapping turtle inside of his classroom or whatever in the school, something he kept on school grounds. And in front of kids thought, you know what? I'm going to feed this live animal a puppy and we can watch and see what happens. Ain't nature great? Oh boy. Nature's the greatest thing ever. Could you imagine being a 13-year-old inside of a room and hearing that puppy squeal when that snapping turtle starts to go and attack this thing helplessly? Are you kidding? That's the type of sound you'll never get out of your head. And what's this teacher doing? What's he doing? Is he watching? Is he smiling? Is he enjoying this? Oh, these kids will get the lesson of their lifetimes. I mean, I'm kind of disgusted they would do something like this. But I'm going to continue this report because what disturbs me even more is that there's teachers defending this. I mean, and there's parents defending this.
He has a snake and a snapping turtle, and apparently it all happened in front of students.
Allowing children to watch an innocent baby puppy scream because it is being fed to an animal. That is violence. That is not okay.
That absolutely not okay. I mean, you act like this is National Geographic, where they're going to Africa and they're following these wild lions as they're going on the hunt to the gazelle or something like that. And you're like, wow, nature, that's something else. Could you imagine National Geographic? What we're going to do is we're going to take our cameras inside this eighth grade classroom. And in front of these children, we're going to give a live puppy to a snapping turtle and see what happens. What do you think would happen if they broadcasted something like that? You better believe you'd get President Trump in his next speech saying, we need to stop the National Geographic. I mean, this is insane to me. Why is this okay? Well, you're going to hear from some parents.
Esty Hull is a 7th grader at Preston Junior High.
I've only heard him like feed like mice or birds to his animals. I feel a little bit better that it was a puppy that was going to die, not just a healthy puppy.
I feel a little better that it was a puppy that was meant to die. Two parts to this. Number one, you did it in front of kids. You did this in front of kids. You didn't ask the parents' permission. You just said, hey, kids, you want to see something cool? I'm going to throw this puppy into this terrarium or whatever it was. And we're just going to let this snapping turtle go at it. Can you even go and buy puppies with the intention of using them as live food? Like, is that even, can you, if you were to walk into like a humane society, seriously, are there any volunteers here? Has anyone came in and said, we actually need live bait? You got any puppies we can use? What would you say to these people? You're insane. How does this guy have a job still? And this, apparently this kid's standing up because they like the teacher They don't want to see this teacher get fired. And some of the parents are the same way.
Sentiment echoed by some parents.
If it was a deformed puppy and it was going to die anyway, Kraus is very much circle of life.
He's the best science teacher Preston Junior High has.
Franklin County Sheriff David Fryer says the department is looking
circle
into it.
Circle of life.
We are investigating the facts and turn it over to the prosecutor, and he's the one that will determine if the law has been broken.
The superintendent tells me that Mr. Crossland is still employed here at Preston Junior High, and while the incident is under investigation, he has not been placed on administrative leave.
All right, circle of life, isn't it? Oh boy, the circle of life. Are you kidding me with this circle of life junk? There's parents that are saying, oh, he's a good teacher. He should be allowed to feed live puppies into the snapping turtle. What happens if you go into a store or a humane society or a shelter or something like that, and you say, you know, I need live bait. Do you got any puppies I can use? What are they going to do to you? All right. Is this a circle of life moment for you? Is this a, oh, what a great learning experience for these kids? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Do you even care that this puppy was disabled, or does that make it even worse? Give me your crippled animal that I can feed to my snapping turtle. Well, I'm going to make a live show out of it. A bunch of voyeuristic kids want to stay around and watch me feed this puppy, listen to it cry for its life until that final moment where it's not crying anymore. We want to see how it works in nature because, you know, Just like in nature, we're going to pin these two in like a death match together and see what happens. Just like nature. And it's just, this makes me sick, this teacher. I don't care how liked he is. If he's doing stuff like this, no wonder why the kids like him. What other things is he doing in his classroom? Like, what is he doing? What kind of things is he showing them? What kind of things is he promoting? Yeah, he's the cool one. Oh, yeah, the teacher's so cool. He's feeding puppies to snapping turtles and reptiles. So the Idaho Preston School District sent out a statement to Fox 13 over in Salt Lake City. They say district administration were made aware of the issues soon after it occurred and immediately began the process of investigation and taking steps to ensure that the puppy of action could not be, or the type of action could not be repeated. The puppy of action. Part of the investigation includes determining the best course of action once the facts of the matter have been ascertained. This is not a situation that is easy, nor do we feel it is a measure that can be taken lightly. As such, we ask for patience while appropriate measures are determined and carried out. Seventh and eighth graders. Seriously, this is where I got to ask you. Is it cool that they're doing this? Is it okay to feed a puppy to a turtle in front of kids? Is this an innocent science experiment? I want to talk to someone who thinks this is an innocent science experiment. You tell me how this, in whatever realm you live in, that this could be a good idea. We'll take some of your calls coming up at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Let me just tell you this. If I were to just have, like, for example, audio of this, like if they mic'd it or they recorded it, and I had audio and I played it on the air of this puppy yelling, whelping, and screaming, I would probably lose my job playing that if I said, oh, this is great, this is a science experiment. How in the world can the guy that did it not be reprimanded for it? Insane. We'll take some of your calls coming up in your text messages too on Overnight America KMOX.
More local reporters, more local news. St. Louis's news, traffic, and weather. KMOX.
Now, I do want to get some of your calls on this, and we're talking about the middle school teacher, seventh and eighth graders, feeding a live puppy to a turtle. You know, some parents are taking an interesting stance on this, I think.
If it was a deformed puppy and it was going to die anyway, Kraus is very much circle of life.
Just circle of life. Wonderful. We're just going to do animal death matches in schools from here on out. Let's just see what happens. Yeah, we'll just get animal death matches. Circle of life. We're just going to start a ring of, I don't know, cockfighting or something like that. Yeah, isn't that illegal? Can you use puppies as live bait to snapping turtles? I don't know. Let me get to Steve, who's calling in. Steve, what's going on?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
I do not mean to change subject, but I just wanted to make a comment on these walkouts.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You weren't here last year, were you?
I almost have been here for a year. So I moved here in mid-April last year.
Okay, so you would probably know about this. One of these North County school districts, the students walked out because a beloved teacher was fired.
Okay.
He had reported malfeasance of funds. and they blamed it on him, but it ended up it wasn't him.
Okay.
So they walked out, and the administration threatened not to let the seniors graduate.
Okay. Oh, I kind of remember that now. I remember a little.
Eventually they did, but they couldn't attend the ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but now, oh, since it's gun control, anybody can go out and do whatever they want. You've got First Amendment rights now, but you didn't then.
Oh, sure. Now I see your point. Pretty hypocritical, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Very hypocritical. No, I'll take your point. That makes sense. I do remember that happening just very briefly, though. That was, I was still new to the area, so but I kind of remember that story now.
No, I remember, but I don't exactly remember what school district it was.
Yeah.
But all these school districts around here were for this.
Right. Well, that's a good point, Steve. Hey, thank you for bringing that up. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day. All right. Let me get to Jim, who's calling in. Oh, Jim, what's going on?
Yeah, I was just talking about bullying and all that. I think the biggest bully you got is Trump.
Okay.
He throws everything out, and if it sticks, fine. If it don't, he changes his mind on it, you know.
You're talking about bullying adults? Like, what kids has he bullied?
The nation.
Okay, so he, as a nation, he's bullied children?
All his sarcastic cussing and everything else like that.
Okay.
He's got no respect, and it trickles down to all these other people, too.
Okay. All right. All right, so you feel like this is this bullying in school is because of Donald Trump?
I'm not saying the bullying from school, but just everybody. You know, you used to come up to a stop sign, a four-way stop, and everybody wave you on or whatever. Now they just try and beat you to it, or you don't even make the stop sign.
And that's President Trump's fault?
I'm not saying it's his fault. He doesn't help anything by doing it.
Okay.
He's talking about the Civil War and everything else like that. How did he get by without doing something about it?
Oh.
He's helped to create it.
All right. Well, this is a first, Jim. Someone trying to draw parallels to four-way stops and President Trump.
I'm just saying the lack of respect that's going on is trickling down. He could care less about anybody else as long as he makes his money, does what he wants.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for your calling in, Jim.
You know, that isn't the only thing. It's like the ones about the kids walking out and everything like that. They've got every right to. And, you know, you're talking about hurting the dog, mm-hmm. killing the dog, whatever. How much difference is it if you let the kids in school and having armed guards and everything else, having a shooting gallery out of the school?
Why do you think being able to have armed guards means it's going to become a shooting gallery? Why do you think that?
You have who's got the most, good guys or bad guys?
This is so crazy. I don't know what world you live in, Jim. I mean, what do you think is going to happen in schools if there's armed guards and there's teachers that may have a weapon on them?
Look at the one out here in California, David Alexander, mm-hmm. who's a police reserve, and he's going to show these kids how to disarm somebody with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And he winds up shooting the ceiling and the kid gets a ricochet. And I think it was three kids that were shot on that.
Okay. All right, Jim. Hey, thank you for calling in. I appreciate that. Yeah, I don't understand where he's going. It's like, okay, congratulations. Four-way stops are terrible right now because of Donald Trump. We got this thing called the victim's mentality. You're always a victim, and for whatever reason, the biggest perpetrator in the history of the world is Donald Trump. You're a victim of everything he does and says. And I mean, come on, man. Come on. This is what I want you to do, Jim. Very simple. I want you to download this podcast of this hour, listen back to your call, listen to the words that you were saying, and tell me what sense that made. I just don't get it. Let me get to Mike. Mike calling in. What's going on?
About that dog?
Yeah, the school district in there. Tell me that didn't drive you crazy.
Yeah, that is totally stupid and ridiculous. And they say one of the dogs deformed, that is crazy, lack of intelligence, and it makes me think of verbal abuse to an animal. Mm-hmm. And you talk about laws, like you said, I don't know if it's legal. There should be a law against that. It's just pure nonsense. And to be honest, not to be disrespectful, I think he should be fired.
Oh, yeah. No, he should be gone. I mean, they're doing an investigation. I don't know how the guy should be able to keep his job. I don't care how liked he was. Why did he have a snapping turtle at school that he was feeding live bait to in front of kids? Like, what's the educational value of feeding a dog to a snapping turtle?
To me, absolutely none. I just think it's a waste of money and taxpayers' money and everything. It's just so stupid. Yeah. And because, number one, I love animals, and snapping turtle, you just don't do that. Even my wife says, that's just wrong. There's, to be honest, there's no excuse for that. I'm surprised he got by with it. And they're trying to defend him. It's not whether he's male or good science teacher. Put it this way, if he's a real good science teacher, you should never have done nothing like that. You can teach science without doing something stupid like that. What about the animal lovers? I think it's just no excuse for it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Mike. It's terrible.
Yeah. All right, hey, thank you for your call.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, let me get to Bree calling in down in Texas. Bree, what's going on?
Well, I doubt that he'll just be reprimanded, because when the SPCA gets a hold of that, I've known people that have done less and that got, for instance, a man that left his dog tied to a tree when it was freezing weather.
Mm-hmm.
He got 2 years in prison, two 20-year-olds here lately. They kill three kittens in a microwave. They got 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he needn't think that he's going to get away. That is animal cruelty, and he's not going to get away with it, because I'm sure that there's an SPCA in that area, because we have a United States SPCA.
Uh-huh.
And so they'll
look at that. They'll have to. And they're even investigating to see if there's any criminal aspect to this, which they should.
Well, it is a criminal. It's there is a criminal a penal code regarding killing an animal that is considered not livestock but domestic animals.
Mm-hmm.
And there is absolute laws against it. It is a crime, and we put them in jail, in prison, in Texas for it. But it's been really hard. But in the last 3 or 4 years, we've really clamped down on them, on people that do things like that.
Yep.
And so you mentioned this puppy. I thought at first you were going to talk about the puppy that stupid stewardess with the
Airlines. Oh, I know. I had that story.
Yeah,
who does that? Why would they think that's a good idea to put the dog, that puppy, in the upright? What is that called? It's like the storage bin.
It's an overhead baggage, and just like they said, there's no air in there whatsoever. And that was a beautiful French bulldog and a puppy. And they killed it. And the people on the plane said that they heard it crying for over 2 hours. And she had the regulation carrier,
So she was trying to do what she was supposed to. She looked up the rules and regulations. She did everything she was supposed to, and they still forced her to do that?
Well, mostly this was, they were coming in from, I can't remember where they were coming from, but the stewardess did not go according to the rules, because they said that the girl, I think she's about 13 or 14, that she had the regulation carrier to put the dog underneath her seat, and that if the carrier wouldn't fit under that particular seat, that there were seats on that plane that it would fit under.
Just ridiculous.
So,
yeah.
So they're, like you said, they're investigating it, but they said that the stewardess was absolutely wrong in doing that.
Yeah. No, they in common sense would tell you that too. Anyone that anyone that would be able to have any type of reasonable mind would say that's a bad idea. That could be harmful to this animal. Yeah, it's a shame.
Well, we know that people that mistreat animals, they'll mistreat humans.
Oh yeah, I mean that's a common threat.
When you have a society that is will storm every courthouse if they can for the death of 17 teenagers in a school, but they don't mind killing 12 million children a year
abortion.
They even are born in their mother's womb.
Yeah.
So you see, this is the thing, that life itself just doesn't seem to have any value. In other words, we can just take a life, even if it's a puppy, and no matter what it would feel or what it went through, no one has any sensitivity to those feelings. But I'll tell you one thing. I sent a neighbor of mine to prison, and he just got out. He's been in prison for 5 years because he, in 110 heat, he refused to give his dogs any water.
Yeah, because, outside, yeah.
And this heat, no water for 3 or 4 days.
Terrible.
And he
got jail time for it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He got 5 years.
Yeah. That's what happens. This guy has to get charged. I'm sure he will. All right, Bree, we got to go, but thank you. I appreciate your call and bringing that in. You're right. He probably has violated some laws. He had to have. Hey, thank you, Bree.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, have a great night. Bye. Always good to hear from Bree. By the way, that teacher's name, if you want to look him up, Robert Crossland, science teacher. Robert Crossland, Crossland. A text message came in. I'm 14 right now, and this is disgusting. He needs to be punished. A teacher at my school was punished for doing gross food challenges with the students, and I can't even begin to imagine what would happen to him if he fed a puppy to an animal. Yeah, gross food challenges. Teachers get fired and suspended for so much less. This is ridiculous. All right, so good calls on this one. Coming up, a few things I wanted to get to, you know, getting some positive national press. Finally, St. Louis's. Two stories I want to bring up. One from the New York Times, the other from, not Cosmopolitan, it was like Glamour or Vogue. Vogue. It was Vogue. Because to me, I always pay attention very closely. Yeah, I act like I don't get this magazine in. Our producer, Mike Anderson, says, you act like you don't read Vogue. Yeah, I know. I have it bookmarked and at home. I wait for the new edition to come in eagerly. But we're actually getting some love here in St. Louis. Finally, we're going to talk about that on Overnight America KMOX.
Get ready for the Blues and Avalanche Thursday night. Pre-game skate 6:30. The puck drops at 7. Chris Kerber and Kelly Chase have all the action. Hear it here on your home for the best Blues coverage, KMOX.
Overnight America continues. I just got made fun of by producer Mike Anderson. So, you act like I get a Vogue magazine inside the house, and then you were making fun of the way I dress as saying that I can tell you don't get Vogue, buddy. What's wrong with the way I dress?
I wasn't making fun of you.
Am I closer to someone that dresses at a Vogue magazine or closer to someone that's homeless? Like, which side am I on?
We'll go Vogue.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll
okay.
go Vogue.
So I'm not, and I don't have a problem, but I do shop exclusively at Goodwill's for clothes. Outside of socks and underwear, exclusively at Goodwill's.
You know, and that's a smart move. You're thrifty.
I am
king of the thrift.
So thrifty.
You're like Macklemore.
What does that mean?
Thrift shop.
Oh, he did a song called Thrift Shop.
Yeah.
I see. I didn't make the connection. So
you're not trendy. But.
So I don't. It doesn't look like I'm trendy. I'm not hipster-esque or anything.
I just meant in terms of your Macklemore knowledge.
Oh, no. I know the song. I just didn't connect the two until you said it. But look at me. What's wrong with the clothes I'm wearing today?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Are you just saying that to say it?
Well,
you know who dresses...
After a full hour of hearing how bad bullying is, just want to compliment you.
You know, who dresses the best in the office here? Chris Raby?
Carol Daniel, by far.
Carol Daniel?
Yeah. It's a Don Rogers.
Okay, so male and female. Come up with one of each.
Chris does...
For all the guys? Does he dress the...
He's got some nice vests. He's got some nice golf shirts.
Yeah.
He's a big fan of his own hair. Mark has his very professionally done, too.
Who dresses better?
They like to battle on their hair, I guess.
Mark...
Which is weird because they're in radio, so who cares?
Yeah, who dresses better between the two of them? Who's snappier? Yeah,
I really can't decide. I don't know.
You just love them too much to decide. It's like trying to find the kid you love the most, which I think all parents, don't they have a kid they love more?
Oh, yeah. It's usually the youngest.
Yeah.
It is in my family.
Yeah, it is in my family, too. I'm pretty sure my parents love my sister more than me. They shouldn't, but they do.
Right.
They shouldn't.
Well, they learn their mistakes with the earlier kid. And then
Oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
learn their mistakes, and then they think they can really get the last one right, and they put all their eggs in that basket.
Oh, I see. So the starter kid, they made their mistakes on the first one, and then they perfected on the second.
I'm not saying that's every family. Like, okay. I've heard of families that are just done with it by the time they get to the last one.
All right, should I start wearing sweater vests? Is that what Chris Raby does, right? He does. He looks good in the sweater vest. That's where I'll start.
Yeah,
he just dresses so much.
A sweater vest. It's like a puffy vest.
Yeah, he dresses so much nicer than me. I understand that. I can't compete with a guy like Raby, but I can't up my game. Maybe I should talk to him and he can give me some.
Well, I can tell you he's not getting his puffy vest at Goodwill. That's one tip.
Right.
Not that I have anything opposed to
it. I'm not
it.
Giving up Goodwill, so there's no giving it up. Thank you, Mike Anderson.
Hey, you are so welcome.
I hope
I helped.
Let's go to this Vogue magazine writer. Did a thing called An Insider's Guide to St. Louis, Missouri. Working in entertainment and media in both New York City and L.A. over the past decade, I would have never predicted I would abandon my dual-coast lifestyle for a flyover city on a riverbank. But for nearly 15 years, St. Louis has been my adopted hometown. No longer just a beacon for baseball and beer fans, the Midwest city is home to vibrant communities and adventurous designers and artists, startups, and co-working spaces. Ugh. I almost went vegan reading that sentence. Ugh. I'd even go as far to say the city's urban hangout rival, the cool magic of those beloved former cities, which is good. It's about time we start getting some positive publicity. This is good. She talks about, let's see, I don't even know who the writer is. The author of this article, maybe I accidentally crossed out her name. But she talks about the restaurants and bars in St. Louis's and how much she loves that. Where to get coffee. She says, recently named the most beautiful coffee shop in Missouri by Architectural Digest. Blueprint Coffee in the Loop. Roast beans in-house. And the brew is excellent. You know, I like this sort of thing, but now I'm feeling like, am I going to fit in if I try to go to some of these places? Like these restaurants. And she's talking about everyone's fancy and nice and co-living spaces and vibrant colors and startups and co-working. And these are all code words for, like, I don't belong there. You know where I want to go? Waffle Houses. I want to go to Denny's and Waffle House. Those are the type of restaurants I like to go to. I have a feeling that she's not going to be writing up for Vogue magazine or experiences for those. I want to be able to see the grill and the person cooking. My wife hates going to Waffle Houses. She says, I don't want to sit next to the grill. Like, that's kind of what a Waffle House is. She's like, I hate it. I love it. It's like anywhere she gives me the option to pick where we're going to eat, I say Waffle House. She says, oh, I can't believe I gave you that option. Where to get coffee? I'm going to have to check out this place. She also mentions Rise Coffee House in the Grove. I love coffee houses. I try to go to different ones, but I end up going to a place I like so much, I keep going there. But I want to keep trying coffee houses. What to do and see. So she talks about projects and galleries and traditional art concepts and the Contemporary Art Museum and Forest Park and the St. Louis Art Museum. And she goes and has a full rundown on where to shop in St. Louis. The most exciting store to arrive in Shaw in recent history, Future Ancestor, offers mid-century modern vintage objects, furniture, and rugs along with locally sourced home goods. Again, I feel like after reading that sentence, I'm going to go vegan. Dive into the gem of Bowood Farms, one of the cutest nurseries around, showcasing decor, books, and everything fun. And where to stay in St. Louis. So she talks about the Chase Plaza. Chase in St. Louis, legend, snuggled in one of the most vibrant. She uses that word vibrant a lot, too. That's how you can tell she works at Vogue. She doesn't have a thesaurus. It's everything's vibrant, which, I, you know, that's fine. What am I doing complaining? I whine way too much. She's actually doing a good thing for St. Louis, writing this up so outsiders can hear the good things about the city. And I'm making fun of it. I got to stop it. I got this bad habit. I got this really bad habit. I see what you're doing, Mike Anderson, and I'm all right.
And now, another moment of Ryan Recker getting old.
Yeah, I'm just too old for all this. Maybe I should talk to her. Maybe I should. If she were to walk in here and I'm dressed like this, do you know what she would do? She'd do a one over. She'd look and she'd go down to my shoes and all the way back up and she'd go, eh. No, she wouldn't call it vibrant. She would call it dull, boring, and yeah, she would say, basically, she would say, this is what I would expect out of the Midwest, but lucky for me, I know all the good spots where they're not like this guy. And then she would point at me. Well, good for her for doing something like this. Maybe we should invite her onto the show to come in sometime. I like that she mentions a couple of coffee shops. I really got to try some more. There's so many great coffee shops here. Since I don't drink, it's like the best thing I can do is go out and try some of these coffee shops in the area. All right, coming up to the midnight hour. We're close, but there's an end of an era here. It's kind of sad. Toys R Us is closing their doors. It's sad. You know, I have so many great memories of Toys R Us. What a great brand, what they built over the years. It's sad to see something like that go, an institution for kids. We're going to talk about that coming up. Maybe some of your favorite toys growing up. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.